Well, the end of World War I, the Generalissimo had some work to do. There was a lot of ferment. There was labor organizing, strikes, political thought, and so on. That had to be squashed. So the liberal Wilson administration conducted a very violent and repressive Red Scare with the support of the liberal press and so on. And that worked quite well. It led to a decade of quiescence and subordination to business control. And that's when these mainstream views of the Lippmann, Laswell type, Bernays type flourished. In the 1930s, during the Great Depression, the quiescence broke. You know, people became active again and thoughtful, entered the political arena, began to organize, actually won some victories. In 1935, labor finally won the rights that European labor had won half a century before. Namely the Wagner Act, the right to organize. Now that victory for working people and democracy sent a real chill through the business community. The National Association of Manufacturers, the major business association, in its publications described the hazard facing industrialists in the newly realized political power of the masses and said this must be reversed and their thinking directed to more proper channels or we are definitely headed for adversity. And they indeed began a huge corporate propaganda offensive to block this incipient threat of democracy and human rights. The World War came along and put it on hold for a while, but right after the war, it took off. Huge corporate propaganda offensives. That's one of the reasons why the United States is essentially off the spectrum of industrial societies on things like health and social contract and labor rights and so on. The right to organize was essentially destroyed by 1948, and by then the game was pretty much over. This is incidentally all pre-McCarthy. McCarthy was a kind of a latecomer. This was led by a spectrum of liberal Democrats attacking independent thought and people a little further over to the right, undermining unions and social policy and so on. McCarthy sort of picked it up and turned it into something obscene, you know, but it was bad enough before, and essentially it was all over by the late 40s.